Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, youth leader Mel Walker. We're continuing our discussion about recent Pew Research citing a 12% drop in Christianity over the last decade. The Pew data on church activity was gathered through political polls by phone. Meanwhile, an article was published also pointing out two books by Glenn Stanton and Rick Richardson that show a much more positive outlook on the church. Glenn Stanton, with Focus on the Family, writes in his book that churches are faithfully preaching, teaching, and practicing biblical truths and conservative theology. Those churches are holding stable overall. In some areas, they're seeing growth. And then the Billy Graham Center's Rick Richardson says the data that he talks about is showing the people called nuns or unchurched people think well of Christians. 42% of them think Christianity is good for society. Now, what are your thoughts on that data?
I think it looks like at first blush that the data conflicts, and I'm not sure that it does. I think Pew and others take a wide sweep of America and interview everybody. Like, I read Glenn Stanton's book, The Myth of the Dying Church, and his background is focused on the family, a very strong evangelical background. Well, his research had a lot to do with growing churches, with the evangelical slice of the pie, and he found out that those numbers are actually growing. And I think that substantiates a little bit of what I just mentioned about Barna research and so on, and that is there is a generation that craves truth, and there is emerging generations that crave answers. I don't think our God, who spoke the world into being and the inspired Word of God, I don't think God is afraid of hard questions. And I think when we've made the church and the message of the church fluff, that I think that emerging generations want more than that. They want serious. They want meat. They want to be taught. They want to be equipped, that Ephesians 4 word, so that they can study and find those answers for those hard questions themselves.
Excellent. I agree. We need to be prepared. Like you just said, we want to be equipped. How can we better engage with our loved ones and neighbors so that they can know the truth of Jesus, Mel?
Yeah, that's a great question. First of all, I think let's quit being afraid of the negativity in culture that says people don't like Christianity and they don't respect Christians, and be bold in our faith. I think there are examples like Daniel in the Old Testament and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who were willing to take a stand and to stand on their convictions no matter what. But I think if we read that, especially Daniel 1, that Daniel and his friends did that out of kindness and out of love. And I think that may be the balance, again, that Ephesians talks about, speaking the truth in love. As we talk to our neighbors and people that we come in contact with, the community, and they see the love of Christ in us and they see consistency in our lifestyle, they're more likely to listen to our message and when we share the things that are important to us. That's how I look at that, the response to that data.
Well said. When you're talking about Daniel and some of the others, it makes me think of, we have this great cloud of witnesses, and there they are cheering Amen. For us yep. as we run this race of the Christian life. And so we need to put aside any fears or qualms that we might have and just go ahead and love enough to break through our doubts and our insecurities to share with our loved ones.
Yeah, amen. That's a good illustration of that.
Thank you, Mel. And where can people learn more about you?
My website has to do with the book I talked about before. It's goingonforgod.com, goingonforgod.com. My most recent books are there, and there's also bio information and how people can get in touch with me.
That's Mel Walker with Vision for Youth. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.